Road trip driven by Linder Tire underway, taking you up until 7 o'clock on all three frequencies, 106.3 FM here in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, our historic main gym. Lots of stuff to get to today. Of course, week one preseason football last night and a possible quarterback controversy in Chicago, likely atop the minds of many of our Chicago Bears fans in eastern Iowa. The Cardinals have located the Rally Cat, and the Iowa Hawkeyes have located their transfer wide receiver. Matt Quarles was at practice today, at least according to the photo galleries that the university released online. So lots of news to get to. Scott Docterman from thelandof10.com will join us tonight in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll get you ready for tomorrow's Kids Day at Kinnick Stadium, the open practice, autograph session, all of the good stuff that goes along with that. Your first and only opportunity to get a glimpse, a sneak preview, if you will, of the Iowa football team before the September 2nd season opener against Wyoming at Kinnick Stadium. Jack Dom will be with us for his weekly discussion, Touching All Bases. Love It or Leave It on the way as well. And your phone calls and texts on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. That number, 319-366-1600. And you're going to want to keep it handy because we've got our final Amana Colonies Golf prize pack to give away today. You're going to get a free round of golf as well as a cart and some range balls. So be listening between now and 7 o'clock. Alex, I didn't want to do it last night, but I'm going to blame our friend Chris Emma from 670 The Score in Chicago, because I was glancing at social media last night. I was on Twitter, and I saw a post about Mitchell Trubisky's first series as the quarterback with the Bears last night. And then I scrolled up a little bit, and then I saw a post about his second series with the Bears last night. And I broke down. I said, I've got to actually turn this on. So I said last night that I wasn't going to watch any Week 1 NFL preseason football games. I turned it over to Fox, caught the end of the Bears game. Of course, in typical Bears fashion, they blew the game at the end and lost on a C.J. Anderson touchdown run in which he was barely touched. But Mitchell Trubisky, 18 of 25 for 166 yards and a touchdown. Meanwhile, Mike Glennon,
2 for 8.
Didn't look very good at all in limited action.
2 for 8 for 20 yards. That's good for a passer rating of?
0.0. Is there a quarterback controversy in Chicago? That's our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They're located on 1st Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. John Fox said last night after the game, they're not going to change the depth chart after one preseason game. But is that not possibly the single worst outcome last night for John Fox and the Bears?
It's the worst outcome.
That one quarterback looked really good and one quarterback looked awful.
It's the worst outcome that I could think of for John Fox and Ryan Pace. They drafted Mitchell Trubisky as a guy who I think they thought was going to buy them some time to be able to sell a rebuild, to be able to sell to the fans that, oh, yeah, even though they've only won 9 games in 2 years, you got this young quarterback who will be ready definitely not this year, maybe not next year. He may be a 3-year project. And he comes out, and in the first preseason game, we're already having a discussion about this. And John Fox already has to address the fact that he's not going to change the depth chart. I mean, Todd, is this not the equivalent of an athletic director right away coming out and giving the dreaded vote of confidence to a coach in week one of the preseason? We'll get into this a little bit more in Love It or Leave It, and we'll talk about it here as well. But this start to the preseason where Mitchell Trubisky looks a lot like Aaron Rodgers against the second teamers it's not good for anybody. It's not good for his development if he gets rushed in there. It's not good for the fan base because they get their hopes up because he looks like Joe Montana against guys that will be selling insurance in 2 weeks. It's a rough start for John Fox and the Bears this the preseason.
Trubisky looks like Joe Montana, and Glennon looks like Joe Montana, to keep the Chicago line of thinking rolling. They're 319-366-1600. That's the second biggest NFL story today. The major story, obviously, is Ezekiel Elliott being suspended for 6 games for the multiple allegations of domestic violence. And look, Jerry Jones, it sounds as if he's going to have the opportunity to fight this. And we could really be in for an epic battle on our hands between an iconic owner and the league. But the Dallas Cowboys look like they're going to start the season, whether or not it's going to be for 6 games. It will be appealed. And I think part of the reason that they levied 6 games on Elliott is they factored in the fact that it will be appealed. It makes it easier for them to strip this back to 2 games, 4 games, whatever that ultimately will be. But what really struck me today is the fact that you've got a lot of people rushing to defend Ezekiel Elliott. And it's just another example of there are things that you apparently can do in the NFL and still get fans to support you, and there are things that you can't do and fans can still support you. And I can't for the life of me understand why people would so willingly line up behind Ezekiel Elliott given some of the things that have been alleged here. Now, there's a lot to this story, and there are two sides, and if you dig deeply enough into this, you probably have a couple questions about just exactly the validity of some, I'm not saying all, but some of the claims against him. The NFL did its time, did its due diligence. It took its time investigating this, and ultimately they came out and felt comfortable enough to suspend him for 6 games. And this is all carryover from the Ray Rice situation several years ago in Baltimore, because they never wanted to look weak on domestic violence again. But you've got Josh Brown with the Giants, that situation. This is something that the league deals with too often for my comfort level. But you have this dynamic young star who burst onto the scene last year, his rookie season out of Ohio State, and he's going to be suspended for the first six games of the season. That is a major blow to the Dallas Cowboys.
That is a huge suspension, and I think it might get reduced when all is said and done, but I think that's beside the point. I think it was Chris Carter on Fox Sports who first, not necessarily broke the story, but said that he would be surprised if after the recent incident at a bar in Dallas, Ezekiel Elliott was not suspended for the start of the season. And sure enough, here he is with a 6-game suspension. And this is not just about that one incident. There have been many incidents along the way. There was a parade about a year ago where he pulled down a woman's top, exposing things that are basically the wardrobe malfunction deal that we saw at the Super Bowl. Ezekiel Elliott had one of those at a parade. The NFL didn't like that much. There's been a question about his maturity since he's come into the NFL, and the NFL is making an example of him right now, saying these are 2 or 3 strikes too many, and something has to give. We can't keep letting you get away with these allegations. And sure enough, the NFL is putting their foot down. Like you said, there was no legislation in place within the NFL to regulate any policy, to put in place any policy about domestic violence. Finally, they put one in place, and they are coming down hard on certain players, including Ezekiel Elliott. But I just want to see what happens to that suspension. We saw last year Le'Veon Bell was supposed to be a completely different situation. It was for the substance abuse policy, but he was supposed to be suspended 4 games. He got it cut to 2. We'll see what happens with this suspension.
Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line for you. The Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 319-366-1600. There was a big trade that went down in the NFL today as well. Sammy Watkins going from Buffalo to the Los Angeles Rams. Then Buffalo turns around and gets Jordan Matthews from the Philadelphia Eagles. You've got Eagles fans that don't like the trade. You've got Bills fans that don't like the trade. And you've got Rams fans that aren't exactly happy about the trade. So I guess a typical NFL three-team deal there where all three fan bases question just exactly what their teams are doing. There was a guy online today that, of course, this went viral on Twitter, but he had tweeted out a picture of his brand-new Sammy Watkins jersey and said, "All right, Bills, I'm ready for the season."
Oh, no.
And then about 30 minutes later, he's tweeting to the Bills, "Hey, can somebody help me on this? Get the guy a refund and maybe get him a Tyrod Taylor jersey or somebody who's still on the team." But that's why you never invest heavily in someone's jersey, although I may have violated that rule. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up on Monday's program. Monday, of course, we'll also spend a great deal of time looking back on Kids Day, which is tomorrow at Kinnick Stadium. The gates open, I believe, at 11 o'clock. The practice gets underway at noon. Mark Morehouse, the Cedar Rapids Gazette, I think earlier today said it does sound like it will be more of a practice and less of a scrimmage. So if you're going thinking that you're going to get to see a little bit of spring game type action between the offense and the defense and a clear look at the ones and the twos, it doesn't necessarily sound as if that's going to be the case. So temper your expectations going into Kinnick Stadium tomorrow, and I imagine the weather's going to be okay. There's going to probably be a lot of people there to take a look at Nathan Stanley and Tyler Wiegers. And as we mentioned at the start of the program, Matt Quarles may also be a popular guy people are looking for. The New Mexico transfer has finally arrived in Iowa City. At least that's what we can surmise from some photo galleries that the university put up on HawkeyeSports.com earlier today. And speaking of the Hawkeyes, big win last night for quote-unquote Team USA. The Iowa baseball team beat the Quad City Cardinals 10-2. Maybe they needed a rally cat.
I think they did.
Duane Banks Field last night. But Rick Heller and the Hawkeyes will leave for Chicago on Tuesday. I think they're catching a red-eye flight at midnight, a Tuesday/Wednesday morning over to Taiwan. And then they'll take on the Mexican national team in their first action at the World University Games. So best of luck going out to Rick and his squad. And we'll have a little Hawkeye baseball to talk about. News on the softball front today as well. I believe you'll probably hear about that from Kyle Mann on our first Big Board update, which is just a few minutes away. 319-366-1600. Are you breathing a sigh of relief knowing that they have found the rally cat in St. Louis? Do we have the full details on this?
I don't think so.
Vague at this point? There's just...
I think it's Cardinals, just a picture on Twitter.
Cardinals tweeted out a photo about 30 minutes ago of the mangy feral cat inside a carrier, and the rally cat has been found.
The rally cat has been found. The details have not been released, like you said, but I'm breathing a sigh of relief because I don't want anything to change about this mojo that is kind of getting in this team right now. Everything is firing on all cylinders. They're winning games. They're believing that they can come from behind. They're believing that they can win close games, which is something they have not done all season. So if this rough-looking cat has to be the thing that does it, I'm all for it. That's fine with me.
And the number one Big Board item today, I would think, would be the commitment of A.J. Green to UNI. I know there are a lot of Panther basketball fans out there that were expecting this, hoping for it anyway, let's put it that way. But A.J. Green, the guard out of Cedar Falls, the four-star guard out of Cedar Falls, announcing today that he's going to stay close to home for his college basketball. He'll be joining Ben Jacobson and the Panther program there at Northern Iowa. So
it's a big time commitment.
Tremendous commitment for UNI. That kid could have gone to any Power 5 school that he wanted to, for the most part, and been a major contributor. I think he fits really well into Ben Jacobson's style of play. And there you go, Panther fans. You've got a building block for the future in A.J. Green for your hoops program. Colonels are home tonight. They lost last night 7-6 to the Quad Cities River Bandits. Quad Cities has won 9 games in a row. They're looking to make it 10 tonight as it's a Z102.9 Mug Club night at Veterans Memorial Stadium. $6 for your first 16-ounce beer, and then refills are $3 all night long in the same mug. You get to keep the mug, take it home with you, wash it out, bring it back to all the future Mug Club nights. If you're a craft beer drinker, the price is just $1 more, $7 for the first beer, and then $4 for the refills. Clark Beaker, who joined us on the program yesterday, the reigning Midwest League and Minnesota Twins minor league pitcher of the week, gets the start tonight for the Colonels as they look to snap that 9-game winning streak for the River Bandits. Plenty more to get to, and oh, by the way, Derek Jeter is now the owner of a Major League Baseball team, but it's not the New York Yankees. He's got a very small stake, I believe 2.1%. in the Miami Marlins, but it does sound like Jeffrey Loria will be selling the Marlins to a group that includes Jeter. He will have 2.1% of the ownership, but it sounds like he's going to have a major say in the baseball operations side of things. So big news on the sports front today. Lots of Hawkeye news to get to. We'll get everything covered for you, taking you up until 7 o'clock. Stop on in and join us, though. We're here at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. We've got all our regulars here with us. Love to see familiar faces every week, but we definitely enjoy seeing new ones from time to time as well. $2.50 domestic bottles, $2 domestic pints. That started at 3, goes until 7. 4-hour happy hour. Should be happy hours, right? Who am I to quibble? It's the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire. Don't forget, if you are in the market for a new set of tires or any auto-related issues that you want them to check out, you can do so in person, Grinnell, North Liberty, or Iowa City. You can even shop online at lindertire.com. When we come back, Kyle Mann will have that first Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. We'll take your texts and phone calls as well. Again, the number 319-366-1600. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn right here at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. KGYM Radio, back with more after this.
Back in the 1940s, if you told Willa Dickens that his future customers at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers could customize their engagement rings on something called his website, he would have likely said, "You were full of horse feathers." But, as they say, times change. Now you can visit HertineandStockerJewelers.com to see their exclusive designs from Gabriel & Company, along with beautiful creations from Luminar and Mercury. Customize your ring by selecting the precious metal, mounting, diamond size, and price right there. It's the perfect marriage of contemporary technology and classic service. And if you'd rather do things old school, stop by and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
If you love Mr. Shucks, then you won't want to miss this Friday's Colonels game. The first 1,000 fans get a free Mr. Shucks belly bobble figurine. That's right, it's not a bobble head, but a belly bobble of lovable Mr. Shucks. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now and arrive early to make sure you get your one-of-a-kind Mr. Shucks belly bobble this Friday at the Colonels.
Welcome back, 4:25 on your Friday afternoon. We appreciate you taking us along with you, whether you're in the car, still stuck at work, no matter where you may be right now. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show on KGYM, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM. A little bit of disappointing news out of the Iowa State camp. Looks like Devin Moore, their freshman quarterback, is going to miss the season with a torn ACL. That's a Des Moines Register report. He was likely going to redshirt this year anyway, but you never want to see a guy suffer that type of injury. So this is the time. We mentioned it last night in the last 15, 20 minutes of the show. Jack Sitchie, the linebacker at Wisconsin, out for the season. Nebraska loses a receiver. So far, we haven't seen any of those catastrophic reports out of Iowa's camp, but fingers crossed we won't be hearing about those anytime soon. Hard to believe, but we're just 3 weeks, right? 3 weeks away from Fry Fest at the Coralville.
3 weeks from today.
Marriott. 3 weeks from today, we'll be broadcasting from Fry Fest once again. So if you're stopping by the world's largest Hawkeye trade show, make sure you swing by the KGYM booth. And maybe we'll have some prizes for you, some of those KGYM golf balls. You know, I should just take those balls out and scatter them all over random golf courses. I'm going to do that anyway a couple more times before the summer is over. We got hats, pint glasses. Stop on in today because we've got some great gifts for you as well, Coach's Corner gift certificates and whatnot. And speaking of Fry Fest, Alex, I hate to put you on the spot here, but do you know who the major presenting sponsor of Fry Fest is? Do you know who's really involved in Fry Fest?
I do not.
Midwest One Bank, and they happen to also really involved in the big board update. Midwest One, where you're the one. Here's Kyle.
Zach Johnson is continuing at the PGA Championship in Charlotte, North Carolina today, and after eight holes, he sits at one under par, 7 strokes behind leader Kevin Kistner. UNI basketball landed a huge commitment today from 2018 guard A.J. Green, the 85th-ranked prospect in his class. The Iowa baseball team won their final summer exhibition at Duane Banks Field tonight, downing the Quad City Cardinals 10-2. Five Hawkeye pitchers combined to allow just 3 hits while striking out 13, and Iowa's 10 runs came on 10 hits. Iowa softball announced today that former Hawkeye Rachel West will join the staff as an assistant coach, working with slap hitters and outfielders. Former Cedar Rapids Kennedy standout Christian French was signed by the Seattle Seahawks for the second time today. He was initially signed as an undrafted rookie out of Oregon last year, but suffered an injury in minicamp. The Colonels lost last night 7-6 in the first of a four-game series with the Quad Cities River Bandits, and today placed Travis Blankenhorn on the 7-day DL. They're back out there tonight with Clark Beaker taking on Johan Ramirez. First pitch will be at 6:35 at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Twins completed a four-game sweep of the Brewers last night, giving them a season-best 5-game winning streak, and they'll look to continue that against the Tigers tonight. Kyle Gibson and Anibal Sanchez will duel it out beginning at 6:10, and we'll join it in progress after the show on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
And that second round of play at the PGA Championship, still suspended due to the dangerous weather conditions in the area. We'll let you know when the golfers are back on the course. So keeping an eye on that, and of course, I'm getting you ready for Kids Day tomorrow at Kinnick Stadium. I'd ask you what you're most looking forward to seeing tomorrow, but I think the answer is probably Nathan Stanley and Tyler Wiegers.
Oh, Matt Quarles, no doubt. No, I kid. Definitely those two. We'll get into this after the bottom of the hour Sports Center update, but I just worry that there's going to be a little bit of panic from the fan base and the fans that sets in after everybody sees what is at quarterback right now. And I still think that the defense right now is the unit that's going to carry this team during the 2017 season, and they're going to be ahead of the offense. And from all the rumblings that we've heard, neither quarterback has really stepped up and taken the job yet. And I think that the telltale sign is going to be how the reps are split up. If one quarterback is getting more reps than the other, maybe it's 60-40, maybe it's 50-50, and all the coaches are still trying to figure out who their guy is. I think that's very possible. We're going to find out for the final time. We will be able to see that team practice before their September 2nd opening game against the Wyoming Cowboys.
It's really interesting. Michael Jordan also reportedly involved in the ownership group that's putting together money to take over the Miami Marlins. So Jordan,
that is interesting.
With his hands in the Charlotte Bobcats organization as well. And
he's not going to be the GM, is he?
This is really interesting. There are reports out of St. Louis that the Rally Cat is involved in the bid to take over the Marlins as well. I can't imagine he's probably got too much scratch laying around, but that's neither here nor there. Kids Day coming up at Kinnick Stadium tomorrow. We'll talk all about it next and get you ready in the 5 o'clock hour as well. Scott Docterman from thelandof10.com joins us as well to preview tomorrow's outing at Kinnick Stadium. Also had a very nice article online today about Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller. Check it out. Landof10.com. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show. More after this.
All right, Dean, time for your annual review.
Take me out to the Twins game.
Okay.
Buy me some cheese curds and ice cold drafts.
Yeah, well, your lunches go pretty long.
I'm in need of sunshine, not a chat.
This is mandatory.
I want epic innings, not balance sheets.
Okay, I get it. Well, enjoy. And have a hot dog for me.
Change up your summer with the Minnesota Twins. Single game tickets are on sale now at twinsbaseball.com.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Make two trades today, sending wideout Sammy Watkins to the Rams for cornerback E.J. Gaines and sending corner Ronald Darby to the Eagles for wideout Jordan Matthews. Buffalo picks up two draft picks in those deals, a second rounder and a third rounder. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports Redskins linebacker Trent Murphy will miss the season with torn ligaments in his left knee. A weather delay in the second round of the PGA Championship. Kevin Kisner in the lead at 8-under by 2 over Hideki Matsuyama.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Epix presents the new original series, Get Shorty.
That is a good title.
To make it in Hollywood, it takes muscle.
If you don't produce my film, I'll ruin you.
A B-list producer.
You asked me to make a movie with cash.
Not a problem.
We can work it out.
And a mob boss.
I like John Stamos. Will he be in this?
What?
Chris O'Dowd from Bridesmaids.
It's good.
And Ray Romano.
Do we have a deal?
Get Shorty. Premieres Sunday, 10, 9 central. Only on Epix.
Start your own color party with colors like champagne and Jubilee. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during the Love for Color sale, August 11th through the 14th. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Guys, get to JCPenney and save big on select items throughout the store. Find great brands like Levi's 502 regular fit jeans for $39.99. Or get 25% off select styles of Nike tees, shorts, shoes, and backpacks. Also, check out our great selection of men's big and tall sizes. And download the JCPenney app for even more savings. Hurry, sale ends Saturday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. See store at jcp.com for details. Season refers to 8-9 to 8-12.
Napa know-how.
The Napa Legend battery does legendary things, like starting your car when the heat index hits a buck 25, or making sure your AC stays running like a gazelle. And now, when you buy a Napa Legend battery, you'll get a prepaid Visa card by mail worth $15. $15 back and a new battery? That's not just legendary. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/17.
Welcome back. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn. Our producer, Kyle Mann, back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, holding the fort down until 7 o'clock tonight. And you, with us on 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa. Great show for you tonight. Scott Docterman from the Land of 10 is going to join us at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. Jack Dom with us here at Coach's Corner as well, his weekly segment, Touching All Bases. Suddenly, we've got a race to talk about in the National League Central. Not only the Cubs clinging to that division lead, but you've got the Cardinals and the Brewers as well as the Pirates all clustered there as well. And we mentioned the Cubs starting to weather some injuries. Addison Russell on the shelf, Koji Uehara, and now, as of yesterday, Wilson Contreras, although the reports did seem to be backed up today that the injury to Contreras isn't that serious. But anytime a catcher is dealing with a hamstring, you've got to figure it's going to be at least a couple weeks before he's able to get back in there. And And now would be a good time, as good a time as any for Kyle Schwarber to start hitting the ball. But St. Louis playing decent baseball, and you've got the Pirates and the Brewers, as I mentioned, still hanging around there. Plenty of baseball left to be played. We'll talk with Jack at 5:30 tonight. Love it or leave it on the way at 6 o'clock as well. And your texts and phone calls, somebody on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line outdid me with the Rally Cat reference. They mentioned that Rally Cat had money in his kitty. So, but there you go. When the text line is doing things better than I am, it's probably time to just set the headset down and walk off into the sunset. But I don't necessarily want to do that because, well, next Friday's payday, so I want to at least hang on through next Friday. But good work, text line, 366-1600. Keep them coming.
Now, we were talking about Rally Cat and whether Rally Cat has enough money to, or has money. I feel like every person who has their 15 minutes of fame tries to profit off of that. How long until the PETA people are arguing that the animals should be able to profit off of their 15 minutes of fame?
Well, someone's going to profit off it. My guess is it's going to be the DeWitt family and Louis Cardinals. You're going to be able to buy those little plush Rally Cats at Busch Stadium in the near future. Look, the Brewers did the same thing with the dog at spring training, Hank, that showed up at their facility a couple years ago. He became sort of an unofficial mascot. And I guess if it takes a cat to talk about your baseball team, then so be it at this point. But that an interesting season continues to get more interesting for that team. And maybe this is the rallying cry here. Look, they swept the Royals in the I-70 series, and you've got two teams who, over the course of four games, may have seen their seasons either turn around in the case of the St. Louis Cardinals, or if you're the Kansas City Royals, maybe you realize that it was a good run while you had it a couple weeks ago, but starting to stub your toe there. The Twins, Minnesota Twins, look at the Twins back in second place in the American League Central. Kind of hard to believe. Bartolo Colon, actually, remember a couple weeks ago we were talking about Bartolo Colon making one start with the Twins and then possibly announcing his retirement.
And how many innings scoreless streaks does he have? No, I know he had a complete game shutout the other night. He went seven innings a couple weeks ago. He went seven innings strong in his last start. How does he keep doing this? This is the same question that I've had for the last 5 years, but I can't figure it out.
He actually has a better ERA than about 75 to 80% of the pitchers who have started at least one game for the Twins in the last 5 or 6 years. I saw that stat earlier today, and I couldn't believe it, but I did a little research, cursory glance. Absolutely true. Speaking of the Twins, their Class A affiliate in Cedar Rapids is in town tonight. Game number two of that four-game series, taking on the Quad Cities River Bandits. It's a Mr. Shucks bobble belly tonight. Not a bobble head, a bobble belly to the first several hundred people that come through the gates at Veterans Memorial Stadium. 6:35 first pitch. Clark Beaker gets the start for the Colonels tonight. He's 10-3 on the season, reigning Midwest League Pitcher of the Week. He was actually with us on the show yesterday. If you didn't get a chance to catch his interview, the podcast is still available online at kgymradio.com. Interesting guy. 33rd round draft pick out of Davidson, who's having a really great season here in Cedar Rapids, his first full season of pro baseball. But the Colonels will be in town through the weekend, home games with the River Bandits tomorrow and Sunday as well, 6:35 and 2 o'clock first pitches respectively. We've still got that Amana Colonies Golf Course prize pack for you. We'll give that away sometime between now and 7 o'clock tonight. That's a round of golf, as well as some range balls and a cart for you. Be listening for your chance to win. And plenty of Hawkeye football talk on the way with Scott Docterman of Landa10.com coming up in just a little bit, other than the quarterback situation. We're talking about the Hawkeyes here, not the Chicago Bears, although we may touch on that with Doc as well. Other than the quarterback situation, what are you interested in seeing tomorrow at Kinnick Stadium?
I just want to see if there's any kind of development within the wide receiving core. And maybe that's the obvious answer. But I just don't see how this team can get through the schedule that they have. Winning games. I don't see how they can win games the way they won games last year with the lack of offense that they had. They had a very good running game that has been established, but the passing game needs to be better, and the cavalry is not on the way. Kirk Ferentz used that terminology last year, and Todd, you kept hitting on that, and it's very true. Will Matt Vandenberg be healthy? I think that's question number one. Question number two is, what does Nick Easley look like? What does he give you? Does he give you another reliable target? Question number two. Question number three is there anybody else out there, whether that's a true freshman, whether that's a redshirt freshman like Devontae Young, that can step up, settle into the offense, and catch 20 or 30 passes? That sounds like a lot, but it's not. I don't know the answer to that, and I am very interested to see how the quarterbacks are meshing with some of these young receivers. And Kirk brought this up during Media Day. He talked about his team being young on the perimeter. They are young on the perimeter on defense as well, but a lot of those guys defensively proved themselves last year. I think Manny Rugumba, everybody expects him to be good based on what he did last year in adverse situations. He comes into a Michigan game and is one of the key players in that game. So I think there's youth on the defensive side of the football, but it's talented youth and guys that have shown that they can compete at that level. Not the case on the offensive side of the football on the perimeter.
Good news for the Hawkeyes. Matt Quarles is in town. We touched on that. Showed up, made an appearance in the photo gallery that the Hawkeyes put online. Matt Nelson also looks like he's maybe a little bit closer to being 100%. He was practicing in the photo galleries that have been put up this week. He was there and working out but not doing anything too strenuous on Monday when they opened the first 15, 20 minutes of practice to members of the media. So slowly but surely the Hawkeyes are getting up to full strength, getting ready for the season at hand. We want to know what you're looking for tomorrow at Kinnick Stadium. Are you going? And what are you most interested in seeing from Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes? 319-366-1600. I think gates open at 11. I think they're doing the autograph session before the practice gets underway. At least that's what Kirk Ferentz said at Media Day. And then, again, it sounds like it's definitely more practice than it is scrimmage. So if you're going with the hopes of seeing an actual game, kind of like what we got in the spring, it doesn't sound like it's going to be that at all. It's going to be more what we've typically seen in the spring and Kids Day, where it's probably 85 to 90% practice working with the position groups. And you've just got to keep in mind that they get a limited number of these before September 2nd when things actually count and Wyoming comes to town. So you've got to get your work in. This is more about them getting ready for that September 2nd game against Wyoming than it is showing off to the fans or anything that goes along with that. This is going to be business for the Hawkeyes tomorrow. If you think you're going to see Brian Ferentz show a bunch of random plays and everything in a scrimmage setting, doesn't sound like that's going to be the case at all. Now, that being said, you're still going to see receivers catching passes. You're going to see the quarterbacks working on some of their reads. Nick Easley, I think, is a guy that some folks are definitely interested in, especially after that video was posted earlier this week with Nathan Stanley hitting him in stride for that long touchdown. Granted, we're talking about practice here, to quote the great Allen Iverson, but Iowa has done a really good job of getting people hyped up for the season that is yet to come. They're doing a much better job of pulling back the curtain, letting you see behind the scenes a little bit. They had the great video about James Butler and Akram Wadley, and you really got some inside football stuff there if you watched that earlier this week, including the coaching staff talking about whether or not these guys can return punts or not and putting them back there and trying some things out. So kudos on Iowa for getting people excited. I don't think you necessarily need to bend over backwards to get people excited for the college football season, but last year is in the books. This seems to be a broken record with Iowa. it ended on a very down note because of the bowl loss to Florida. And we've seen this now for 3 years in a row where the final game, the final taste of college football that you get as a Hawkeye fan leaves a really bitter aftertaste in your mouth. Tax Slayer Bowl, embarrassed by Tennessee. Rose Bowl, completely blown out by Stanford. And then last year, a Florida team that was good but certainly not great. They didn't have everybody healthy, and they went out and they just absolutely shoved against the Hawkeyes in Tampa. So that has to change. But we've got 15, 16 weeks before we can possibly even be discussing that. The Hawkeyes have their focus set on September 2nd and Wyoming coming to Kinnick Stadium. Again, the phone number 319-366-1600. If you're going to Kinnick Stadium tomorrow, we want to know what has your interest piqued with this Hawkeye team other than Nathan Stanley and Tyler Wiegers. And certainly we'll see Peyton Manziel. We'll see Ryan Boyle, some of the younger quarterbacks. It sounds as if the coaching staff maybe gave a cursory glance to Peyton Manziel. You got to – Brian Ferentz in that interview that we played earlier this week talked about never ruling anything out. And I truly think Peyton Manziel gets to campus and they say, look, we're not going to rule out you playing this year. We don't want you to, but we'll take a look and see where you're at. And I think they've done that at this point and feel relatively comfortable in saying this is what the coaching staff thought it was all along, and that's a two-man race between Tyler Wiegers and Nathan Stanley. And I think they want Stanley to win the job. It sounds like Wiegers may be in a better position to be the starting quarterback in week one, at least right now on August 11th, if the season started today. That sounds like it may be the case. It sounds like Stanley's got some ground to make up.
Hey, I think he does as well. And Brian Ferentz, the coaching staff, Kirk Ferentz, Ken O'Keefe, this is part of the reason why we're talking about this quarterback battle right now, and it is a battle. There's no question about it, because there's a lot of opinions out there that they should go ahead and hurry up and name a starter. I don't think they want to be in this position. If they had it their way, they would have their starting quarterback already. And they've said that they don't want to go into the season without a starting quarterback, but they didn't rule it out. They've said that they don't want to play Peyton Manziel, but they didn't rule it out. They're not ruling anything out right now because they need to figure out what they have and who is going to be the best fit for their program. And it's the most important position on the field. Regardless of what type of offense you are in, the quarterback is the most important position on the field. And they have to make a decision. And it looks like it's going to be a very tough one, and not necessarily for the reason that they want. I know they've said that both guys are moving forward, and maybe they are, but I don't think they're moving forward as quickly as the coaching staff wants.
If you're an Iowa fan and a fan of the Bears, which quarterback situation would you be most concerned with having settled sooner rather than later? Would you rather know exactly what's going on with Mitchell Trubisky and Mike Glennon, or would you like an answer between Stanley and Wiegers?
It's Stanley and Wiegers. There's no question.
Right, because I think John Fox is going to stick to his guns here, and he's right. He's not going to change the depth chart after one preseason game, so Bears fans can fantasize about Mitchell Trubisky all they want to. Certainly sounds like Mike Glennon is still going to be that guy, at least early on, whereas the Hawkeyes, they have a legitimate choice to make. I think it's way more open-ended in Iowa City than it is in Chicago. But if you're a Hawkeye fan and a Chicago Bears fan, you got quarterbacks on your mind right now, especially today. There's no doubt about that.
And I think another reason that I said Nathan Stanley and Tyler Wiegers, the Hawkeye situation, is because the Chicago Bears, there are no expectations for the Bears this year. They're still selling that rebuild. I've seen anybody predict the Bears to win more than four or five games. The Iowa Hawkeyes, I'm not saying that anybody's picking them to win the Big Ten West, but everyone's picking them to go to a bowl game, win six or seven, maybe eight games. And this is a team where they have some veteran players. Their window is open for now with some very talented veteran players. You look at Vandenberg, he's a senior. James Butler and Akram Wadley, both seniors. The offensive line is full. There are three seniors on the offensive line. So this is a team that I think is built to have a little bit of success in spots. And if they can find a quarterback, it'll make it a lot easier to showcase those guys. And it doesn't, when you have that many seniors on your team, it doesn't help trying to break in a new quarterback. And it you really want to get that situation figured out sooner rather than later. But I think this one could go for a long time. We could be talking about this in the last week of August.
Hawkeye football talk to come in a few minutes with Scott Docterman from thelandof10.com. Baseball chat with Jack Dom and more before we get to 7 o'clock tonight. We're at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City at 749 Mormon Truck Boulevard. Stop on in the Walden Square development. Happy hour underway. $2.50 domestic bottles, $2 domestic drafts until 7 o'clock tonight. It's the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Stop on in. Get a raffle ticket from Derek. Maybe you can walk away with a Coach's Corner gift certificate, some of our KGYM swag, and more. Kyle's readying another Midwest One Bank big board update. He'll have that for you in minutes. Don't go anywhere. Back with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show after this.
Austed, we've got your game. Dave Austed here from Austed's Golf. You've been waiting to buy that new driver or golf shirt till it goes on sale, right? But wait no more. Austed's end of summer clearance sale is on now. Savings up to 60% on brands you want at the lowest prices of the year. Have our award-winning club fitters get you in the right equipment, regardless of the price. Shop Austed's now for our end of summer sale and save up to 60% store-wide and online at Austed's.com. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Your building might look good, but how about your parking lot? Faded lines, potholes, and cracks can ruin a good first impression. Fixing your lot can be more affordable than you think. Pate Asphalt will be happy to come take a look and give you a free estimate. They do everything, repairs, striping, sealing, and they've been doing top-notch work around here for over 30 years. So let your parking lot impress your customers before they even step inside. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. Contact them at pateasphalt.com.
Welcome back. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn coming your way from Iowa City today. Our South Gym getting a workout, 106.3 FM. 107.5 FM is our North Gym where you can hear Minnesota Twins baseball the remainder of the summer. That is the suddenly within reach of the AL wild card Minnesota Twins. That's a fascinating race over there in the American League. There are a lot of teams within reach of that second wild card, and the Twins are trying to hang on. Remember, this is a ball club that traded away its closer, Brandon Kinsler, and has actually put up a decent record since doing so. Now they've got Matt Belisle closing out games, and boy, if Bartolo Colon is the guy that gets them over the hump.
Is that better than Rally Cat?
That's better. Look, I think even the most hardcore St. Louis Cardinal fan would take Bartolo Colon over Rally Cat. If it were completely fair down the middle, you had no prejudices whatsoever on either side, I offered you a mangy cat or I offered you big sexy Bartolo Colon, you're going Colon all the way, aren't you?
Possibly. I'd have to think about it.
Who would he?
If you're saying Rally Squirrel, no way. I'm taking Rally Squirrel.
Who's
over
the
Bartolo
five?
Colon.
Who's the five in the Cardinals rotation right now? Who would Bartolo bump if they magically acquired him overnight?
Mike Leake.
Leake's the five.
They have a lot of number three starters.
Okay.
Number two and three starters.
Well, Matheny wouldn't know what to do with Bartolo Colon anyway, even if he had him. So, It's all for naught, isn't it, Kyle? Let's send it back to KGYM Studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Time for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
UNI basketball landed a huge commitment today from 2018 guard A.J. Green, the 85th ranked prospect in his class. The Iowa baseball team won their final summer exhibition at Duane Banks Field last night, downing the Quad City Cardinals 10-2. Five Hawkeye pitchers combined to allow just three hits while striking out 13, and Iowa's 10 runs came on 10 hits. Iowa softball announced today that former Hawkeye Rachel West will join the staff as an assistant coach, working with slap hitters and outfielders. Zach Johnson is continuing at the PGA Championship in Charlotte, North Carolina today, and after eight holes, he sits at one under par, seven strokes behind leader Kevin Kistner. Former Cedar Rapids Kennedy standout Christian French was signed by the Seattle Seahawks for the second time today. He was initially signed as an undrafted rookie out of Oregon last year, but suffered an injury in minicamp. The Colonels lost last night 7-6 in the first of a four-game series with the Quad Cities River Bandits, and today placed Travis Blankenhorn on the 7-day DL. They're back out there tonight with Clark Beaker taking on Johan Ramirez. First pitch will be at 6:35 at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Twins completed a four-game sweep of the Brewers last night, giving them a season-best five-game winning streak, and they'll look to continue that against the Tigers tonight. Kyle Gibson and Anibal Sanchez will duel it out beginning at 6:10, and we'll join that game in progress after the show on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
Steven is the name of the Bills fan, by the way.
They have to reimburse him for that.
Sammy Watkins jersey. Bills, do something for him.
One free voucher to the team store.
He even hashtagged Bills Mafia. Buy the guy's jersey. He gets traded 30 minutes later. We're not trading Scott Docterman for anything. The Land of 10 writer will be joining us after the top of the hour. He'll tell you what he's looking forward to seeing tomorrow at Kids Day at Kinnick Stadium. Back with more after this.
Start your own color party with colors like champagne and jubilee. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during the Love for Color sale, August 11th through the 14th. Your neighborhood Sherwin